I want your money.
Chorus Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 7:10 in the morning.
How are you?
90s rapping is so funny. Like,
isn't it just?
When you actually listen to the lyrics.
Dirty cash, I want you. Dirty cash, I need you.
Oh. Rapping in the 90s, rapping like this. I meet my girlfriend, give her a kiss. I had lunch, fish and chips.
That's what it's
all
like.
Of that, isn't it? PAWSA and Dirty Cash.
Oh, it's funny.
The Adventures of Stevie V from back in the day.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 days to go. Cork versus Dublin. Who's on to me here? Good afternoon.
Paul. Good afternoon, Paul Slaughter.
He said, will you two shut up? Your Cork are not winning on Saturday.
Yes, they are, Paul. Come on.
In Paul's house, he has a Cork flag and a Dublin flag hanging out the window.
That's what happens in my house.
It's a split down the middle. Yeah. Paulie, I'm not joking yet. Your lads have been spectacular. I mean, what did you do? Did you do 6 in a row? 7 in a row, maybe?
Yeah, but...
But you haven't been the same for a long time.
Yeah,
you know it,
right.
I know it, Cork knows it.
Yeah.
And you are baitable and takeable this weekend. So if you're heading up to Dublin on Saturday... And do you know what? Now's the time to get your Cork flags out anyway, because we've got the massive hurling game in a few weeks as well. Just get the bunting out, get the flags out. 8 days to Glastonbury, Wimbledon in 12 days from now. Today is International Picnic Day.
Oh, I love a picnic.
And it's
Casey.
The weather for it. Get yourself outside. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Jason McAteer.
Oh, yeah.
Who is 54 today.
Is he?
Played for Liverpool in Ireland. Was handy back in the day.
He was, wasn't he?
But he was actually more famous for his gaffes.
Yeah.
Because Jason, not the brightest button, no. As he has pointed out himself many times.
Great footballer, though.
Very good at back in... he played some great games
Brilliant
for Ireland.
Brilliant footballer, yeah.
On this day in 2000, it was reported the sale of pirate music CDs had exceeded more than 500 million.
Oh.
Remember, nobody was buying CDs back in the day. Everyone was burning them. One CD burned.
Yeah.
Everyone was kind of making copies of stuff.
That's right.
And on this day in 2003, I remember the story. Millions of peas caused a major traffic jam in the UK when a lorry tipped over. It took about 2 weeks to clear it off. The 18 tons of peas.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that.
People with shovels clearing a motorway. Yeah, that happened on this day. What else has gone on in the world? I just played you Dirty Cash, and a survey of 2,000 adults revealed that Gen Z is the most likely generation to use slang terms for money. 58% of them adopting some new phrases compared to the old boomers back in the day.
Have they never watched an episode of Only Fools and Horses?
Yeah, what does he...
Wonga!
It's Wonga, isn't it?
Yeah.
Moolah,
Wonga, all of those, all that slang, yeah.
Our slang up home was grade, any grade.
Oh, does that mean money?
Yeah.
Any grade?
A bit of green. That could have a few meanings now, mind you. Shekels.
Shekels, yeah. Levers. I've heard levers before.
Levers?
I have, yeah.
Lads, what do you call money? 0868104106.
I've heard levers before.
Dosh, is Dosh big down here?
Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks?
No.
No.
All right.
It's a game, isn't it?
Ena Blyton. definitely shekels, definitely levers, wonga.
Spondulix.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Any spons?
Spondulix, yeah. Moolah, we've got a few moolahs coming in.
A few bob, yeah.
A few bob, yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
0868104106. What's your slang word for money, please? Since we're talking about money. Oh, my good Lord.
Yes.
Somebody has picked up 250 million, in case you haven't heard. This is the biggest jackpot ever won in this country. Second biggest jackpot was won in Dublin. It was around the 150 mark. And then you had Dolores in Limerick back in 2005.
Yeah.
Dolores picked up. What was at the time? I remember she was sitting in the pub and she screamed. She said, I have all the numbers. And then,
lads.
And then all of a sudden, you had the wealthiest woman in Ireland.
Okay, so the biggest one, other than this one, was 175.4 million.
Yeah.
And that was won by a family syndicate in the Knoll in Dublin in 2019. But this one tops it all.
I really hope it's a syndicate.
I hope it's Cork.
I hope it's 100 people that work in a nursing home or something.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Imagine.
It's something like that.
Or a school or whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
And it's not a fella that already has 6 yachts and a mansion. No, you know, fair play to you with your 6 yachts in your mansion. You probably worked hard and earned it, but you're doing grand.
You don't need an extra 250 million.
Anyway, those numbers were 13, 22, 23, 44, 49. 3 and 5 were the lucky stars.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have a load of texts in here from people saying that it was Cork.
So there was another player bagged the match 5 prize, which was 20 grand, and then another 4 another match, the four numbers plus the two lucky stars, which is 1,299.
Wouldn't say no to it, but yeah.
You know
when
what
you're
I mean?
That close,
yeah.
It's a bit stingy, isn't it? Anyway, somebody won the $500,000 as well, the 500,000.
Yeah.
But anyway, since luck is in the air and we're talking about all things dirty cash, cash slang, in 15 minutes, I got 157 grand for you. You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. 7:15 in the morning, Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Oh, by the way, we want to send you to Dua Lipa. Details coming up before 8 o'clock as well. You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. You're talking about good times, right?
Lads.
And you wake up on a day like today with the sun shining. And yesterday, somewhere across the country, possibly in Cork, you popped into a petrol station for the old breakfast roll. You're in the queue and then that thing is flashing in front of you. They strategically put that lotto thing right in your face just as you're paying at the petrol station. Blink, blink, blink. 250 million flashing in your face. You go, give me a quickie there. You know, quickie picky. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
you have that in your back pocket. And you wake up this morning and you might do, you know the lotto scanner thing they have in the app?
Yeah.
That thing I don't trust.
I don't trust
it. It's too quick.
It is, yeah.
It's like, flink, and it just has it immediately.
I know.
I didn't even hold the phone over the ticket.
Yeah. It intercepts the ticket really quickly.
It just,
right.
I don't know, it's super, I always do it five or six times just to be on the safe side. But somebody this morning is waking up in this country with the biggest lotto jackpot ever won in the nation, and the biggest Euro Millions jackpot of all time.
I hope that whoever it is doesn't know until this morning. Like they get up,
they're listening now.
They've just got out of the labber. They're scratching their heads.
Better check the old ticket there, I suppose.
Yeah,
go on.
There's loads of tickets in vans and visors and trucks and in jackets and in the back pocket of a dirty old pair of oil-covered Wranglers.
Tell you now. I'd love that. That's what I want.
Yeah, when I seen it pop up, I think RT News had it first. When it popped up, of course you get the little heart flutters. One in Ireland, and you have a ticket in the car.
You do. Everybody does naturally.
What would you obviously the first thing you do is you shut up and you don't say a word to anybody.
You don't. How would you sleep?
You wouldn't.
How?
On a bed of 50s, a mattress. On a mattress made out of, actually, well, let's go 100 euro notes.
Like, your mind would just be going mad.
Oh my God.
I don't know if we've evolved enough to actually cope with a situation like that, do you?
Here's what you go buy with 250 million. So, by the way, if you are the winner of this jackpot and you are in Cork, because I've got loads of messages, it's all over WhatsApp.
I know it is.
That the winner was from Cork.
But we have no confirmation.
No
of
confirmation.
That.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. It's a taxi driver from Garana Brahar. No, I'm not doing that again.
No, we've no confirmation.
You will be richer than Cillian Murphy by 232 million. You will be 239 million richer than Sabrina Carpenter. You'll have 200 million more than Margot Robbie.
Oh my God, lads.
What will this buy for you if you had that kind of money?
Okay.
What's the first thing you're buying, Rory? What are you purchasing?
I am.
Would you buy Cork City FC? I'd say you would. Would you?
Possibly.
Yeah, you would.
You own the club.
yeah, you would, Rory.
Rename it Hagen FC.
Yeah.
Just to annoy everyone.
Just to put a statue with a huge beard at the front door. Everyone has to bow to it before you go in.
And rub the beard for luck.
Yeah,
down
rub
in
the
beard
for luck. Yeah.
That's what I've done.
He expects that anyway.
You'd buy $500,000 nights worth. Half a million nights worth of spa breaks for two in Ballygarry.
Wow.
Money well spent. You could buy Crow Park five times.
Oh, could ya?
Approximately 250 five-bed houses in Montanati. Seriously?
Yeah.
You'd be matching Prendival's weekly wages, it says here. Hey. You'd have 1 million years worth of GAA inter-county season tickets.
That's a lot. 1 million years worth.
100 seats on the space flight that Katy Perry went on.
Oh, wow.
And she should have stayed on.
Yes.
And 10 million adult tickets to visit Blarney Castle.
Oh, I love that. That's a great list.
They're all things. Thanks, Dave.
That's a great list. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, lads. I tell you where I'd go first, I told you.
Where's that now?
Posh tin of biscuits. That's what I'd buy first.
Come on, 20 quid box of biscuits.
Yeah, well, just to start off, just dip me toe in.
Buy the biscuit company, as I said earlier on. Yeah.
Or the shop that sells them.
Anyway, whoever you are, congratulations on winning the biggest Euro Millions jackpot of all time.
I hope you're happy.
I really do. You do, you, Rory?
No, I don't.
No,
no,
I can tell by your face that you
there, there was a sour response there. I wanted to be a massive syndicate somewhere. That would be ideal. But anyway, what a win. I am holding here in my hand something very, very special. About 2 weeks ago on the show, maybe, we were just talking about, like, if we could put cork into a scented candle, what would that smell be? And we had hundreds of suggestions. But it was whittled down to two.
It was.
One of them, donkey's gudge.
Yeah.
Is donkey's gudge, is it just a cake or is it a Christmas cake? I think it's just, I think it's an all-round cake.
Is it, well, but it's Chester cake is what it is.
Yeah.
But in Cork, the slang name given to it is donkey's gudge.
Yeah.
But it has that Christmassy smell.
Kind of cinnamony, spicy smell to it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we decided we wanted donkey's gudge candle.
Yeah.
And then the other one, as suggested by listener Lisa.
Lisa, yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend was a Northside fiend.
That's right.
Dripped in jupe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we wanted a Northside fiend candle. I'm holding it in my hand. That's it.
It's
tapping
so
it off the
good.
Mic. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Southern Blossom. Thank you, Georgina, who did amazing work on these.
Well done.
She's done an incredible job. I'm going to give away some of these on Friday.
Yeah.
Because we need to give Georgina a ring. And thank her for the amazing work that she's done.
Absolutely do.
She's got her own little candle business. She's just close to Kinsale.
Yes.
And it even has the description on the back: Cork-born, chaos approved. Not your average candle. This one's got attitude, a sassy swirl of bold scent, local soul, and fierce Cork pride. It smells amazing.
I love that description on the back. It's brilliant, Georgina. Well done.
It's official. We have Cork candles. We're getting rid of them on Friday. We'll lash them out to you if you want to grab one.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Let me say good morning to Moochor Anya McCarthy from... Is it Loretto and from all you're in, Anya?
It is. Yeah, I am indeed.
Oh, very good.
See, it's always a bit risky identifying yourself as a teacher.
I know,
as a teacher.
Yeah.
You would expect that you're going to ace this.
Well, no, you would think, but no, it's not been the case.
Okay.
We'll see. It might suit you today, Anya.
No, you've got a lovely group of girls there, but what's the strangest thing you've ever confiscated from a student in your teaching career?
So I teach science. So when I used to work up in a school in Dublin, they tried to nick the scalpels going home from a dissection. So now it's count out, count back is the motto of my life.
Oh my God. Yeah, it seems to be missing 9 scalpels.
That's
I wonder where they are.
That's mad on you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't go back there.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Good to have you back in Cork, Anya.
Exactly, yeah.
That's it.
Listen, 10 out of 10, 60 seconds, Anya. Best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Anya, which Irish band is known for With or Without You?
You too.
Question number 2. How much was won last night in the Euro Millions?
250 million.
Question number 3. Who painted Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Who's the female voice on Fairy Tale of New York?
Kirsty MacColl.
This weekend, Cork will play who in football?
Dublin.
What tennis player has won the most Wimbledons? It's a male tennis player. One of the greatest.
Federer,
correct. Question number, where are we here? What is the chemical symbol for gold?
AU.
Question number 9. What actor played Connor in The Young Offenders?
Oh my God.
Cork actor.
Cork, one sheep is.
AM are the initials. AM.
Alex Murphy.
Question number 10. Which Irish actress starred as Mary-Kate Danner in the film The Quiet Man? Quickly. Mary-Kate in The Quiet Man?
No.
Just beaten by the clock.
It was... Any idea?
No.
No?
No.
Did you ever hear of a lady called Maureen O'Hara?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was her. Mary-Kate in The Quiet Man.
She's from Cork, isn't she?
Was she? I thought she was born in Dublin.
Okay, I've got that wrong.
No, you might be right, though.
No, you might be right.
Yeah, you got everything as we moved along. We just needed that one to close the deal.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
At least I got the science ones right. The kids can have some fun too.
Thank God for that.
Anya, you did a great job.
You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Anya McCarthy from Malifornia. Have a lovely day in school. Say hello to all the gang. And they're all finished now, are they?
Yeah, I'm free.
Hang on a second.
She's free.
You're on 3 months holidays now, are you?
I'm correcting. I'm going to play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my poor little handy.
Get out the violin.
Enjoy your summer break, you dosser,
yeah.
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Julian, guys.
Take it easy on you. Mind yourself. Well done. Right, pop quiz back tomorrow if you want to play. €1,000 every morning with thanks to Easy Living Interiors. 8:28 in the morning. Dua Lipa tickets coming up for you in a minute. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. There she is, Miss Dua Lipa, dancing the night away. Like her music? Want to go see her live? Let's sort you out.
This is Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa!
Take me to Dua Lipa!
Red FM. Red FM.
You and three buddies heading off to Dua Lipa. Four tickets to see Dua Lipa at the Aviva Stadium Friday, 27th of June. Overnight stay in a hotel, a beautiful plush hotel for you.
Nice.
Enter for free at redfm.ie. Do it now. Go to the website. All you got to do is be over 18. Now, if you're under 18 and you want to go, you got to get an adult or parent or guardian to enter for you, okay? So just hop on the website, redfm.ie, and you'll see the full terms and conditions on the website. You need to get the entry to us by 11 a.m. on Tuesday, 24th of June. Then we make the call across the Go Loud Network. You have to answer within five rings with the phrase,
"Take me to Dua Lipa."
Thank you. That's all you got to say. You got to answer with that. "Take me to Dua Lipa." And if you do, you're on your way. Are you in? RedFM.ie for more if you want to see Dua Lipa.
Man City kick off their Club World Cup campaign later. They face Wydad Casablanca in Philadelphia.
The voice is gone, lads.
The voice is gone. It's from that £250 million I won last night. Trent Alexander-Arnold is expected to make his debut for Real Madrid. Following his move from Liverpool, they face Al Hilal in Miami. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Congratulations, by the way. I'm delighted for you.
Thanks, yeah.
You're holding it together fairly well, aren't you?
I turned up to work just to throw people off the scent.
I know, yeah, yeah. By the way, speaking of scents, you smelled gorgeous this morning.
I had my monthly shower there at my desk.
What is it you're wearing?
Just whatever cheap deodorant I can get.
Aldi Miyake.
Aldi Miyake.
You good man yourself.
I've never heard Aldi Miyake. That's so funny.
Yeah, he's got this knockoff Izzy Miyake stuff. I don't know where he got it from.
Did you say you just had a monkey shower?
Monthly.
Oh. Right. I was like, what the hell is a monkey shower?
It's when you eat bananas in the shower.
Yeah, all these rumours whirling around, it was Cork lads that won this massive jackpot last night. I don't know.
I think that's just wishful thinking.
I think it is.
Never know.
Hope it's nobody I know, because I would hate them.
I know. You would, wouldn't you?
Would you be pleased for them?
No. Yeah. Why?
I'd be pleased for somebody, I think.
I hope
just trying to be nice to everyone now.
I'm being serious. Yeah. I would be pleased for somebody.
You're not getting any of it, Vic.
Yeah, it's not happening, Vic. Sorry. I hope it's a syndicate. A massive syndicate.
Yeah, that's what I hope as well.
Massive syndicate of people that are about to retire anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they can all go off on a cruise for seven years.
I hope it's my mom's syndicate that she doesn't work.
Oh, how long has she been in this?
A good while.
Okay. Anyway, we'll probably get wind of it later, where it was sold, what county it was sold, and then they'll identify the shop and
they'll drip feed it to us, lads.
We'll never, unless they go public. You get paid, I think. The lotto pay you an extra 10 grand to go public for the PR side of it. Hello, 10 grand on top of 250 million?
Your grand.
They've put a list together of this, and ladies, I'm talking exclusively to you this morning, ladies who are interested in lads. A list of little everyday things that men do that women find incredibly attractive, incredibly hot. What do you think those little things are?
It's, for me, it's chivalry.
Okay, just been nice.
Opening a door.
Hello, my lady.
Yeah, a bit of that.
Yeah, bowing in front of you.
No, I don't need that. That's just ridiculous. Okay. But I like a bit of chivalry. What do you think, Kel?
Is it not more like bits around the house, like gardening?
DIY. Oh yeah, DIY. I like a bit of that. Yeah,
cooking.
Using a drill is quite. When you see a fella using a drill, it's quite.
Using the washing machine.
I agree with you, girl.
Or a fella stuck, a fella under a car. A fella under a car. Fixing it.
Yeah, is it covered in oil?
Yeah.
With a big wrench.
Muddy, dirty, oily.
Taking his t-shirt off with one hand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just whipping it off.
Oh, yeah.
Leaning up, reaching out to grab something to hand it down to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, women have said this is incredibly attractive.
It is, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Anything to offer to this, Rory?
I think Kelly's right. I think it's just little bits around the house, like doing the wash up, doing the kids' lunches, getting the uniforms ready.
Giving
that's
you money.
Quite attractive.
Yeah. Fixing a car, opening doors. Things like just being really nice to waiter staff,
I love that.
Huge red flag if you're out with somebody and they're angsty to somebody that's serving you food. cooking you anything, women find that massively attractive.
Yeah,
seen a fella sweating over a few pots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Protecting her as you go out for a walk. When you're going for a walk, but you walk on the side the traffic is on.
Very That's cute. Nice.
Is that good?
Cute. That's nice. Yeah.
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 Been really nice to puppies is massively attractive for women. When you see a man who's really good with animals and dogs,
yeah,
huge up the attractive scale. Farting in his hand, catching it and throwing it
no.
at you.
No.
Didn't make the list, surprisingly.
Weird.
Well, I'm just saying. Are you good? Anyway, there, Street Fighter fans, that's for you.
With KC, love waking up in Cork. VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
Buddy, what's going on?
Sabrina Carpenter has finally reacted to all the controversy over the last few days. This is surrounding her brand new album cover. It's just caused a massive stir. So she shared two images of the album artwork. And one is a dog wearing a collar which reads Man's Best Friend. And the second one shows Sabrina on her hands and knees and a mysterious figure standing over her, pulling her hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused massive controversy.
Look, this always happens in music stars, you know, Madonna.
Yeah.
Who else has
you're kinda, right, actually. Yeah,
over the years, it's just been
that
loads.
Controversial.
Yeah. It's like, whatever,
but anyway, instantly the commentary around the album artwork began and people were saying, what's the deeper meaning behind it and what is she trying to convey?
Uh-huh.
And also, what sort of effect the imagery could have on other women.
Okay.
Because that's the world we live in today, as you know.
Yeah.
So basically,
well, particularly, like, I mean, you got to be conscious of the younger fans, particularly, you know.
You have been. It's a difficult one. I'll talk to you in a minute about that. But somebody wrote, does she have a personality outside of socks? And Sabrina said, girl, yes, and it's so good. So that was her reaction.
Okay.
There you go. But it's a tricky one, that is, because Miley Cyrus has also been talking to Monica Lewinsky on her podcast just about the constraints of having once been a child star, and obviously now Miley is no longer a child star, but she still has that kind of reputation. Have a listen to what she says.
As a joke, got my boyfriend a cake for his birthday, and I got fired. I was the lead actress in Hotel Transylvania, and they fired me and replaced me because I had made an inappropriate adult joke, but I was 18. So yes, okay. I was fine to work in a kid's movie, but I'm not a kid. You can do this for all bachelorette parties. They make necklaces and cups and straws and all kinds of stuff.
So that's, she's talking about the same thing, really. I mean, Sabrina's not a child star, but as you said, she has that influence over young women.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably has to keep that. Like, Taylor Swift has done it so well, hasn't she?
A Swiftie's clean as a whistle. Yeah, and to be fair, she's massively conscious of her younger audience.
She seems to be. And I don't know if Sabrina's quite as conscious in that way.
Oh, apparently her live show, there was like people walking out of it with younger kids because it was full on.
Okay, well, there you go.
You know, so I suppose as a parent as well, if you're bringing your kids along to that, you need to do your research on what you're going to do, you know?
Probably do, like. Yeah. If the rumours are to believe, the next James Bond is going to be between two Irish actors.
All right.
Cillian Murphy's still up there. I know he has said... What he's actually said is, I'm too old to play Bond.
He is, you know, because if they need to sign up somebody who is like 30.
So this next guy is called Patrick Gibson. He's an Irish actor. He was born in Dublin. He was in Dexter. He played the young Dexter, Morgan in Dexter. Also, he was in The Tudors. He was in a show called Shadow and Bone, and he was in the movie Tolkien. I've seen him in another kind of kids movie called, I think it was called Reversible Door or something like that. But look out for his name, lads. He could be the next James Bond, Patrick Gibson.
We need a Cork Jimmy Bond, don't we? Jimmy Bond drives an old Cortina. Pint of Morphy's shaking. Don't stutter. That kind of thing. So much better. It was so easy. The phenomenal Block Rock and Beats is coming down to Cork to Live at the Marquee. The man behind the whole thing, the brainchild of Block Rock and Beats, Mr. Deck Pierce. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you very much, Casey. It's lovely to be on Red this morning.
That's great.
I think it's my first time ever on Red. This is a new one for me.
It's not your first time on Red, because
was I on before?
You were on Red FM probably 15 years ago. Me and you were working for FM 104 doing Drive, and we did a simulcast between Cork and Dublin when you were on in the evenings and I was on in the evenings, and we were having a bit of back and over banter. So you've been on these transmitters before, buddy.
Wow, God bless your memory.
Yeah. See, I haven't done as much raving as you, so my memory's fairly intact.
That must be what it is.
So listen, I adore what you do, Dec, because I adore the enthusiasm you have for your craft. First of all, the radio show that you put together that developed into this massive stage show with all your buddies up on stage, be it playing instruments or just, you know, been on the vocals with you. It's just, you've built a monster, and it's only really starting to get going for you.
It's been a wild journey, Casey, to be honest with you. And sometimes it's nearly happened too quickly for me to even process what is going on, because, you know, doing stuff like the Marquee and doing stuff like Fairview Park and all these places and doing some of the main stages at Electric Picnic, it's just, every single time that we get asked to do it, it's a pinching moment, because Block Rock and Beat started off as, you know, as the radio show, as you know, and like we were on an overnight shift, and then it got quite popular, you know, and we moved to kind of a more prime time slot and all that kind of stuff. And with the live show, I mean, I was just thinking back to the first time that we actually put a show on sale in Cork, and I think we struggled to sell over 100 tickets.
Oh wow!
And then lockdown kicked in, and this mad thing happened during lockdown where, you know, people were tuning in, and the whole Block Rock and Beats thing became, you know, really popular when people could do nothing. And then I remember when we put the tour on sale when lockdown ended, and we were doing Cypress Avenue, I think it was at the time, and the gig sold out straight away. And we'd gone from a situation where we were struggling to sell 100 tickets to suddenly it was like whatever it was, 900 tickets. So, you know, it's been a whirlwind, but an absolutely incredible journey, and I'm so, so grateful to everyone that has supported it since day one.
And here we are on the biggest stage in Cork, July 12th, live at the Marquee with 5,000 people. That is going to be something special.
It was always on the hit list. It was a dream of mine. You know, I used to write down things that I wanted to do in my career, and I remember, you know, I had the Olympia Theatre, we managed to do that. Fairview Park was on that list as well, and the Marquee in Cork was just one of those things. And I always said, if I ever got a call that we asked to do it, I would just jump with it. And I couldn't say yes quick enough when they asked us to do it. It's such an honour to go back. We haven't done a gig in Cork in about 3 years' time. The last time I was there was 2 years, and we did. I did a support slot for the Prodigy, which was unbelievable. And
after
that, then lots of people had came to that gig, and they were like, "You got to come back to Cork. You got to come back to Cork." I was like, "Well, look at." We'll see what happens. I don't know, you know. So sometimes it's out of your hands. And then the amazing people at Aiken phoned and said, well, would you like to do the Marquee? And I know we're going to have you on the line. I know your excitement, but just to say that my excitement when we were asked to do it was the exact same. So to get down there and to bring the full band. And I know we're going to be going down to a lot of people that have seen the show before at some of our shows at Cypress Avenue, but also a lot of people who are going to be coming, you know, for the first time to check it out. And, you know, what I wanted to do from day one was just to create something that was really, really special, like a proper kind of concert experience where you can enjoy the dance tunes, but it's kind of amplified. So we have just an incredible bunch of musicians that jump on stage with me. We've got Jordan, our drummer. We've got Nicole, who's our fiddle player. Rachel O'Donovan, who is from Cork. She's a teacher in Cork, a music teacher, and she's going to be playing on keys. She's been with the Block Rock and Beats band since day one, and a guy called Chris on bass. And it's just what I wanted to do was just to get people in, give them a kind of a concert experience, but with the live band on stage, it brings the sound level to a whole different level. And I kind of wanted to put together a stage production kind of show as well that matched, you know, the big acts around the world. And we've brought in some brilliant people to look after the stage production. And my instructions were to make it look as much like the Prodigy as possible. So it's a full-on visual and audio sort of, you know, experience of all those dance anthems. And we're just so excited to get back down and have a massive party in Cork.
And I am absolutely buzzing to be part of the warm-up because
here was me pretending that this was all about, you know, Block Rock. This is about Casey performing in the Marquee in Cork and your ridiculous excitement at it all. Honestly, it was so heartwarming when we were chatting about it before it was all announced. I know you're buzzing for this, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be the first time I've ever played at the Marquee, and I get to say that I played the Marquee, which is a bucket list stuff. But look, it'll be. I'm a small cog in a massive wheel. Stevie G will be there. You've got the amazing Tara will join us as well on stage. She is phenomenal.
Tara Casey's unreal.
Tara Casey will be doing her thing, and then it's the full live show of Block Rock and Beats at the Marquee. And again, for anybody, you've heard about it. I know you've heard about it, but you haven't had a chance to get to it. Grab the last remaining tickets through Aiken Promotions and get yourself to the Marquee in July, because it is going to be a special night, and it's a Saturday.
We have our. It's also just to say sort of that it is exactly 30 years to the day when I started DJing. I started DJing on the 12th of July, 1995. It was my first pirate radio show. So to celebrate that milestone on the 12th of July, 2025, exactly 30 years later. And the reason I know that is because my dad has a diary at home from 1995, and he wrote on the 12th of July, Deck's first radio show. And I hadn't a clue what I was doing. And I probably broadcast the show to about five people.
Yep.
So to be coming back to celebrate that night in Cork with 5,000 people, it's just going to be really magic. And I hope everyone gets down. And, you know, in terms of people that haven't seen it before, the set list is big tunes from the likes of Underworld and The Prodigy and Faithless and that type of stuff. So we can't wait.
What a beautiful journey to go from 30 years of pirate radio to selling out the Marquee in Cork. That'll be special. That will be special.
Yeah. I mean, that's so. Some people say to me, you know, it's amazing how quickly it's happened. But I go, well, actually, it took 30 years.
yeah.
So, no, we're so excited, and we're so grateful for all the support. And I am so excited to have yourself and Stevie G and Tara Casey on the lineup as well. We're going to have an amazing night together and a really really big party at the Marquee.
Great stuff. I can't wait to see you, man. And the other big news for Block Rock and Beat fans across the world is you're heading to Australia.
Yes, that is just another pinch me moment. And I said yesterday myself, you know, to a couple of people at home, I was like, I've properly thrown myself out of my comfort zone, which is actually somewhere where I enjoy being. But yeah, it's going to be a whole new experience for us. And there's so many Irish that are living in Australia, and they'll actually tune in, you know, to the radio show and tune in to radio in Ireland quite a lot. So
yeah,
we're really excited to be getting on a plane and heading all that journey away to play. We're going to do shows in Melbourne, followed by Sydney and Brisbane, and then over to Perth as well, all in the space of 4 days. So that'll be an interesting experience, but we're very, very excited. So if anyone that is listening that's in Australia, make sure we're coming over for the first weekend in December, and it's just going to be incredible.
Okay, Deck, listen, congratulations on all you've done, man. You should be very proud of everything you've built. And again, it's in its infancy. Where this goes, God knows, but we will see you all in the Marquee, July 12th, Saturday night. Get the last few tickets for Block Rock and Beats on AikenPromotions.com. Deck Pierce, thank you, sir.
KC and all the gang at Red FM, thank you so much for the support. We really, really appreciate it.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.